we're in the middle of talking about the confusion that was going on after the stalkus of the Rebbe. People didn't know who to choose as Rebbe. So Reb Pinchas Reizis, another leading Hasidim, they wrote letters to all the Hasidic communities, begging and encouraging them to remain faithful to the Alter Rebbe and to the Alter Rebbe's family. And most importantly, he inspired them to commit themselves to the Rebbe's son, Harav David Ber, the Mittel Rebbe. Now, in addition to his public letter, Reb Pinchas traveled to many Hasidic communities and reminded them of what the Alter Rebbe had told him 2 years earlier at the chasen of the Mittel Rebbe's daughter. And Reb Pinchas told over, he said, standing next to his son, Harav David Ber, the Rebbe told me that after his istalkus, the pidyonos should be given to his son, Harav David Ber, and no one else. And at that time, he also said that he knows that his son's nature is going to prevent him from expressing a desire to succeed him. The only thing that would interest him would be saying and publicizing Hasidus. The Rebbe's exact words were, this is what Reb Pinchas would tell all the Hasidim, only Rav Dov Ber is the one who can continue to explain the teachings of Chabad Hasidus correctly. And all the Pidyonos can only be done through him. And then there were people to answer those people who complained that the teachings of Hasidus that Rav Dov Ber was doing were very different than his father. So the Pinchas continued in the letter. He said, during the last few years, the Alter Rebbe instructed his son to review his Maimarim to the young men, and he told them to expound on it, to go deeper. So now he's just continuing to do what he was told to do then and what he was doing then. And to emphasize this point, the Pinchas explained, he said, everyone remembers how the Alter Rebbe, he didn't say the Alter Rebbe, he said the Rebbe, instructed his son to say his own Chassidus by the great Jlobin or Chasana. Right, this is where Levi Yitzchak Abedichev was there. In addition to the Pinchas raises his efforts, the Alter Rebbe's brother, the Maril, Rabbi Yehuda Leib, wrote a letter of like begging, like a plea to Rabbi Aaron Shoshela, and he begged him to stop making this argument against accepting Harav David Ber as the successor of the Alter Rebbe, and he's the new Rebbe, since Machlokes would harm the teachings of Chabad Chassidus. And he wrote, you yourself know that even in my brother, the Rebbe's lifetime, it was his son that he told to repeat and explain the Maimarim that he said. And the Maril reminded him that after his holy brother, the Rebbe, listened to one of his sons, Maimarim, he remarked that each generation has its own leader, and perhaps now was his time. Meaning, he said, perhaps now is Reb Dov Ber's time. In fact, the Alter Rebbe then instructed him, this is what the Maril wrote in the letter to the Baron Shoshela, to say Chassidus every other week. And to make sure this would happen, the Alter Rebbe himself wouldn't say a Maimer every other week. And the Maril finished the letter by writing, in the Maimer that my brother the Rebbe listened to, he was happy to hear Harav David Ber reveal secrets and concepts that the Alter Rebbe would not have done. While most of the Chassidim listened to the words of Reb Pinchas and the Maril and remained loyal to the Chassidim, they remained loyal Chassidim of the Beis Harav, of the Rebbe's household, the machlokes among the Chassidim over this issue, as we'll see coming up now, it gave hope to the Misnagdim that the Chassidic community, we could knock them off now. Because they're very weak, because when they're too busy fighting with each other, you know, this is what happens. Now, as soon as the Chassidim heard, moving on to the next part of the story, as soon as they heard that Harav David Ber agreed to become Rebbe, they're all happy. However, the question is, where's the Mittel Rebbe going to live? Remember, he had no home right now, because it was destroyed during the war with Napoleon. And since many of the Jewish houses in Liadi Bechlau that no longer existed, including all the houses that belonged to the Alter Rebbe, so they would have to build new ones. As long as they're anyways building new houses, there's no point of going all the way back to Liadi. We can find somewhere else to go. And of course, every community wants the Rebbe to settle by them. And the Chassidim in Ukraine were hoping that since the Alter Rebbe is buried in Hadich, so the Mittler Rebbe would settle there. If not, at least to stay in the area, like in Kremenchuk, that they were already living there for the past few months over there, like houses that were rented. On the other hand, the Chassidim from Russia and Lita were hoping that he would come back to their area. And each group sends a big delegation to the Mittler Rebbe, begging them to come to this community, that community. And a few months later, the Mittler Rebbe let it be known that he decided to return to Belarus, White Russia. That's where they were to begin with. However, instead of rebuilding in Liadi, he was going to settle in the nearby city, very close to Liadi, but the nearby city of Lubavitch. Although he made this decision to return to White Russia after Pesach, he didn't leave immediately. Instead, he stayed in Kremenchuk until after Shavuos. Of that year, and then he began his journey to his new home. Now, this journey would normally take only a few weeks, such a journey like this. However, the welfare of the Jewish people was always a very big priority for all the Rabbeim. So in order to uplift the spirits of the Chassidim and all Yidden from everything that went on with the war, the devastation, the Mittler Rebbe stopped in most of their cities along the way. And he said, my Mari Chassidus, he accepted thousands of people in Yechidus. He answered their questions. He gave guidance, advice, brachos, assistance to anyone who needed it. Now the journey that should have not taken more than a few weeks ended up taking 3.5 months. In the 9 months from the Alter Rebbe's Histalkus until the Mittler Rebbe's arrival in Lubavitch, for those 9 months, the Chassid, the Pinchas Reizis, and others went from city to city, inspiring the Chassidim to devote themselves to the Rebbe and the Rebbe's household. And they publicized the Mittler Rebbe's letter to the Chassidim, that he begged them to show their love for his father, the Alter Rebbe, by not giving up on the Alter Rebbe's family in their time of need. Right? Because remember, was there any money in the Alter Rebbe's house? No, they had nothing. They had to run away. Everything's lost. They don't have a cent. If they want to buy a house, they don't have money for it. So, although almost everyone suffered great losses during the war with Napoleon, the Chassidim dug deeper into their pockets, and they gave a tremendous amount of money for the building of the Rebbe's new Beis Medrash and living quarters, houses in Lubavitch. Now, this was in addition to what they gave him for regular expenses and for the Chassidim who moved to Eretz Yisrael. Shortly before Parshas Kisavai, the Mittler Rebbe arrived in Liozhne, and 2 days later, on Monday, on Chai Elul, he arrived in Lubavitch. His move to that village is what gave Chabad Chassidim the name Lubavitch. Lubavitcher Chassidim. And he gets to an empty piece of land over there in Lubavitch. And he said, 58 years ago, when my father was 10 years old, where did the Alter Rebbe learn when he was 10 years old? In Lubavitch, right? So he said he learned with Rabbi Yisachar Doiv Ber in a house that was right here in this spot. Now it's empty. Now you have to realize, you know how many times there was a fire in Lubavitch that half the houses burnt down? It wasn't like once and that's it. It happened like a bunch of times over the years. So he said, before I began my journey from Kremenchuk, my father instructed me from Shemayim to settle here on this property. And we will continue with the story next time.